Hey, Frank, this is Charlie.
What's up, Charlie?
Hey, how you been?
Doing good. She's telling me you're in a meeting. I'm like, maybe that meeting is the one that I'm supposed to be in.
I know. I actually was I was on a call with the client, and then we had just ended, and she had messaged me. So I was like, no, I just stepped out. So I'm all yours.
All right.
How things been for you so far?
Oh,
I got time.
Great, man. Doing great. Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to get a car and set up. Give me just 1 minute. Okay?
Sure.
The reason why I didn't get your call, I got a lead for this morning, and the guy could only meet up at 9, and we went a little bit over time. So that's why I couldn't get a hold of you and you know, pick up the phone. Give me one more minute, Charlie.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Me? Well, okay. All right. So, you remember I told you that I wanted to do this? You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hold on. Name one. I'm going to put you on speaker. Charlie, you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
Great. All right. So, remember we spoke last year? I said I wanted to see about budget for 2024. So I'm at that point, right?
Okay.
I'm looking at different options, right?
Okay.
You're one of them. I'm also looking at a small probably a smaller company than you guys, called Ollie. I don't know if you ever heard of them. They kind of do similar stuff to you guys. But just wanted to recap on what is it that you offer, pricing, and all the good stuff.
Yeah, so the last time we talked about helping you get set up with Google, and then also too we talked about setting up a Facebook retargeting campaign. So anybody that does search for the services that you provide, which is obviously remodeling services, and they don't necessarily buy through Google. What we would do is we would retarget those customers back on like their Facebook page when they go on their social media. And then your company would pop up. Depending on how you'd like to be contacted, it would be a click to call. It could be a direct message through Facebook, or it could even be we could send them to your website. They can click a link and go to your website, learn more from there, and then call you there. We do integrate you with Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, and Apple. That covers the backlinks with the Google Business Profile. I know at the moment when we had talked, you didn't have verification with Google as a Google Business Profile. So what we would do is we would help you get verified, and then we'd be able to program you to that first page. Last time we talked, it was $299 month to month. I'm going to keep my word on that and keep that for you for the $299 month to month. Typically, if you were to go to our website, localsplash.com, to our pricing page, you would pay $599 month to month. And then there's a $299 setup fee. But I want to keep the same promise I gave you last time. So,
okay.
We'll keep.
I do remember the price was, in my head it was $300 and no setup fee and no contract, correct?
That's totally correct.
One thing that I didn't hear you say, or maybe it's implicit, but I want to get, you know, the right answer. You make the website for me, or do you use the website that I have?
We could do either or.
Okay. Now, is making the website part of this package, or is that something that's additional?
to make a website for us, it is additional. It's a $299 creation, but then to host it, manage it, everything like that would just fall in the $299 month to month. So the first month you could just add for the $299 an extra $299 to build the website, and then like I said, to manage it, host it, you got pictures. Anything like that you want to send in, we can take care of that for you. And that just falls into the monthly pricing of the $299. But if you just want
to already have.
Yeah. If you just already have your website, which you already do, this we could just put onto the first page, with the Google Business Profile. There'll be a link there that people can just click the link. I mean, you already have a website here. It looks pretty nice. So, and
it's nothing fancy. It's just, that type of stuff that you do through GoDaddy. It's a generic stuff that they do. So
right.
I wanted to see if somebody could do it better. I was talking, I don't know if it was you or the other people. How do you make it so that my website is on top of, you know, like when people search for, let's say, home remodels in mm-hmm. Houston, right?
Right.
What is it that you do so that the website goes up? Is it organic growth? Is it that
yes.
am I paying for to be in those? Because I know when you type that, the first couple pages that you're going to see are the ones that people are paying for, right? Mm-hmm. And then it goes to the generic, I mean, the organic growth ones. Is that correct?
So, here, let me pull it up, and then I'll walk you through it. Bathroom remodeling. I'm just going to put bathroom remodeling in Houston. In Houston, Texas. All right. So the page for Google is broken down into 3 and 4. So right now as bathroom remodeling, you have Google Guarantee at the way top with the green check mark. Okay. So that's where Google is basically guaranteeing the business that you're a legitimate company and that you're basically, you've gone through all the hoops with Google to get the green check mark and be verified, right? That is a long process that usually takes anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks to get that verification. You have to go through like a background check. They have to check your social security. They're going to do like all this stuff just to verify. This is a pay per lead service. So every time you do get somebody that calls and wants to know about bathroom remodeling, you would get charged a certain amount of money for that, right? Now, if you scroll down and you see where the map section is, this is the Google Business Profile, and you'll see like kitchens and bathroom remodeling. You'll see tub notch. You'll see rebath. You could click more businesses, and you'll see a bunch of other businesses on that first page. That's where you can see reviews. You can see websites. You can get directions to where their headquarters are at or if they even have any. But this is what we're talking about is the business page on the map section where your website would be linked to that. Okay. This is a organic search as well, but you have to constantly be optimizing your page. So that's what we would do is we would compete with these companies with you here to make sure that you're being programmed on that first page of Google. Now, when you're talking about just your website itself, if you go past the map section.
Now, before we continue to that section,
sure.
Right? That's, mm-hmm. You said section 2 is where it would show on the map the name of iHome Remodel.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Now, and you said we have to optimize the website.
The Google Business Profile.
Like
so there's two things.
Optimize.
Yeah, so it's continued. So I always say it's a marathon that never ends, right? So when you take
right.
yourself out as a marathon, the business owners and the, you could say marketing companies that are working with those business owners, will pass you because you took yourself out of it, right? So it is constant. You want to make sure that you're always optimizing your page. Not you personally, I just mean like you in general. So that's what we would take care of for you so you wouldn't have to do that. We do that based off of keyword searches, key phrases, and then also too, we make sure that the most popular searches, so, you know, bathroom remodeling companies near me, if I'm in Houston, that's pretty popular. That's what would pop up at that first page. And we want to make sure that you're always in front of the most popular searches, so that way people can just click to contact you directly.
Okay. Now, as far as results, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you measure results? How do you know more or less what kind of results you're going to get? Do you have, let's say, data on, okay, for this type of work, this is going to give me this many people that are clicking on this in this geographical area, for example. Let's say, how many people are looking for home remodel or bath remodel in Houston? And then, okay, out of those, right, how many people are clicking to call those companies? Is that analytics that you can get?
Right, that's a good question. So we actually do set up a full tracking system for you, so you do see how well your Google Business profile is being ranked. Also, too, you'll be able to see how many clicks you're getting. We can put a Google Business phone number on there, so you could actually track the calls and how many calls you're getting. It would be a different number than what you're having now, but it would be redirected straight to your phone. And then also, too, we can see, like, location of searches as well that you'd be able to have access to. On that dashboard, you get to see how well your Facebook campaign is running as well. We put that all in one area, so that way you get to track month by month how well your campaign is running. So, yeah, fully trackable.
Okay. Now, do you guys offer some type of range when it comes to results? Like, okay, so by doing this in your area, we're looking at, let's say, approximately 3 people are going to dial the phone every month, or 10 people, or 100 people, you know, like, or with the redirecting of the leads and all that stuff. I mean, how do I know if this thing is going to work, right? I mean,
yeah.
I know, for example, I buy leads from
Angie. Right.
And I know that if I spend X amount of money, I'm going to get X amount of leads, because each lead has a price. And more or less, I know that at the end of the month, it's going to run me maybe 7% of my net profit is going to be, you know, spent on leads, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, return on investment, basically. How do I calculate return on investment with this?
So on the organic stuff, there's no way to say, like, hey, you're going to get 3 calls a day. You're going to get, you know, 100 calls in a week, or, you know, a month, or whatever it is, right? It does depend on who's searching, where they're searching, seasons, everything like that. So I always say, like, this is like a billboard on Google. So everybody's going to Google. It's integrated on your phone. The difference between this is, think of a billboard right in downtown Houston with your business on it for remodeling, and then think of a billboard in the middle of the desert, right? Which one do you think is going to get more traffic? Probably the one in downtown Houston, right? right? So that's how this works. When you're not on the first page, research shows that 90% of people that search on Google stay on that first page of Google. So I have analytics for, like, how many times, you know, bathroom remodeling has been searched in Houston. I mean, right now in the last 30 days, you have 3,841 people who have searched that.
Do I have to pick Houston, or does it make it more expensive if I, because my target market is not really Houston.
Right.
It's any but Houston. So are you from this area or no?
I actually am in San Antonio. So I live in San Antonio.
Okay.
I don't live in Houston.
Okay. So Houston, right? It's a very big city.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
You got, like, when you add all the cities around it, it's like 7 million people, right?
Right.
My target is not every single person that owns a home. It's every single person that owns a home is it has, you know, it's 50 years old or plus, and lives in certain areas. Is there a way to optimize that billboard so that I'm not, you know, showing on I mean, if I'm going to pay for to show a billboard, I'm guessing the more people see it, the more expensive the billboard is, right?
Sure. So it goes by radius. So like if you wanted to do, it goes by like 15 to 20, and then it'll go to like 50 mile radius, and then it'll go to 100 mile radius. So, but we can get very specific, and that's why we run the Facebook retargeting campaigns, because we can put you in front of certain cities, zip codes, or like neighborhoods, stuff like that, where if you're looking to target like, hey, I want to target like older homes, we obviously, you know the area better than we do, so you could be like, hey, I want to target these homes because these are the homes that are doing, that would need remodeling. They're not brand new homes, right? So we can put you in those certain areas and zip codes, and that way you're populating on people's phones at that time of search, and then also to like, you're populating on their phone when they're not searching, when they're on their social media page, and they've maybe put that down, and now they can contact you. So yes, we can. We don't have to target Houston as a whole. I know there's different cities and stuff like that. I think I had, I forgot where my uncle used to live. Oh, he lived in the Woodlands. That's where he used to live.
That's one of the areas that I target.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
I live in Woodlands, Springs, that little area.
Okay. So yeah, I mean, we can target the Woodlands and the Springs area. And that way, like I said, people can just contact you directly. If you want them to just go to your webpage, they can. If you want them to message you, it just depends on how you like to be contacted at that point.
Okay.
And it's not going to cost you extra, because, I mean, you're not really going out into like a 100-mile radius or like an 80-mile radius. You're staying within like Houston, which is not as big, you have up to 50 mile radius.
Up to 50. Can you do like little areas, or is it just one area that you pick?
No, you could do little areas. So if you want to do the Woodlands, if you want to do the Springs, let's say you want to do Cypress, let's say you want to go down to Cinco Ranch. I'm just naming off deals, and you want to go down to Sugar Land. Like we could target those specific cities.
Okay. Now, would I be leaving, you know, stuff on the table if I do that, or does it cost more?
You wouldn't be leaving anything on the table, because we're putting you in front of the targeted audience that you would like to be found for, right?
Right.
Cost you either anymore for that, because we allocate $100 to your Facebook advertising from the $299. So when it's doing a retargeting
you're talking about Facebook retargeting from those areas, but what about the local splash? Is it just the whole Houston? That one can be specific to areas, or does it cost more if I pick areas? Or is it just better off, you know, like, make it big enough so that I can grab the Woodlands, Houston, everything around it, and then just retarget on the areas that I like? Is that how it works?
Oh, are you talking about on the business, the map section?
Right, the map section.
Gotcha. So the map section kind of just keeps you into, like, your backyard area. That only gives you like a 15 to 20 mile radius. So people would be able to search for you there. Now on that, we service, certain cities. So like Woodland Springs, I can put certain, cities on there. And then what we do is to get you out into the 50 mile radius, we push that with a Facebook retargeting campaign. If you wanted to do something where you just wanted to stay on Google, you would have to do like a Google ad, and that would be more money. That would be like $449 month to month. We do allocate $300 to that. If you didn't want to do the Facebook. Now you would populate above the map section, and then you would populate in the map section as well. And that comes off as a sponsored advertisement.
Okay. And then when you do the 15 to 20 mile radius, mm-hmm. for the maps, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to pick, can I pick an address, a random address, so that I get the radius that I like the most?
It would have to go to an address that you have. So, I mean, if you have like an address, let's say you have an address in the Woodlands, like you know somebody that is there, maybe like you have a friend or a family or whatever, and you're like, hey, can I use your address for, you know, that? And they say yes, that's fine, because what Google is going to do is they're going to send you out a PIN verification code, and they're going to mail it to that address to verify.
Oh.
That, yeah, that's how they do it, so that way they can understand who's in the local area, and they want to just be sure that they're working with real human beings and not, you know, AI robots with PO boxes. So that's how they do that.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense, because I see a lot of companies opening up in a particular area. Mm-hmm. And maybe what they're doing is they want to have a physical address close to where their clients are.
Yeah, yeah. And they could just be doing that just for the Google Business Profile, just so that way when somebody does search a service in their area, you know, they come up, right? But I know in Google, when they start widening the service, it just depends on the user itself. Like if I'm searching for it and I widen, and I zoom out, it'll show me all the remodeling businesses in the area. If I like zoom out all the way to Houston, it'll show me everything. So, but typically they'll just go to the map and start scrolling on that first page. So that's why if you're in, I know you're in Katy, correct?
Yeah.
So it just depends on how much you want to invest into it. If you want to invest, you know, $449 and you want to just stick on Google, we can place you where you come up as a sponsored ad for the Woodlands and the Spring area. You would come up on the top of the map section. If you didn't and you wanted to be a little more cost efficient, you wanted to bring that down, we could always do that retargeting campaign through Facebook, and it would cost you less, but same thing. People could still contact you from there, and we could still place you there on a different platform, and people would find you on Google and Yelp. I mean, Facebook. I'm sorry, not Yelp.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I think you answered a lot of the questions that I had.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit down and compare the two types of services. One thing that I did want is grow the website and
okay.
make it, you know, grow its organic, you know, have some organic growth.
Right.
I'm thinking along the lines of, in the future selling the business and, you know, or even if I don't sell it, you know, make it worth money, you know, and a website that generates, leads, obviously organically, you know, mm-hmm. it's got them the, value.
Yeah. So I'll say this, websites are very good. A lot of people spend tons of money on websites. Like I've seen people that have spent $25,000 to $5,000 on websites. It's amazing. Don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, a website is like a hole in the wall mom and pop shop that nobody knows that they're there. They just have an open sign, right? Putting
I think
that website
would be ideal.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, the web.
You know, one is a website, and then the other one is how you get that website out there.
Right,
and
right.
Both are, you know, a good idea to have. So it makes me think a little bit, like, do I want to do one, the other, or both? You know?
Right.
It's, because I think both ideas are good. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and then with the other company that you have, I mean, why haven't you gone with them yet, or what piques your interest about them? And what did you say they were? They were Ollie? Is that what it's called?
Ollie. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they're a big company.
Ollie.
Maybe based out of Houston, Austin, I think. I don't know.
I have no idea who they are.
O-L-L-I-E, maybe?
Yeah. So this is the thing. It's like you can go straight to partnersdirectory.withgoogle.com, and that's Google's directory for looking up a Google channel partner. So anybody that is at the highest tier with Google like we are, you can just type into the search bar, and then you can type in local splash. We would pop up. If you type in another company and they don't pop up, they're obviously not a Google channel partner. Now for us, we pop up, and then what happens is they would just say like local slash is Google channel partner. Here's their website that you can go to. And then you can work with us. So, that being said, we do have, resources where I know most companies don't. It does take them 3 to 6 months to get you guys on the first page of Google. And that's just with my experience. With us, it only takes you 30 to 45 days. So that's why we don't do contracts. A lot of people will try to either lock you into a contract for 3-6 months, or they'll say it's month to month, but it's going to take 3 to 6 months to get your results. With us, it's just month to month. We do ask for a 2-month verbal agreement because it's just 30 to 45 days. We want to make sure everything's set correctly for you on Google. And then also too, we want to make sure that you're programmed for the first page and you're seeing that in there. But that's why we do rely on the Facebook ads, because it does take us 7 to 14 days to get those up very quickly. And we're getting you in front of those customers at a higher speed than most companies can. Now there's only 40 of us in the country that have the Google channel partnership. So I think last time I had actually sent you our link to our website. I texted it to you, to our pricing page. There's the Google Ads partnership there. You can click on that. It'll take you straight to google.com/partners agencies. And then you can read about it if you want. But there's only 40 of us that have that colorful G that's clickable on their website, and Google just has certain rules. So that's why it's very important to just make sure, because you could go with any company. There's thousands of like companies out there that do what we do, SEO companies, but are they just like fly-by-night companies? Are they just getting started? Do they have experience? We've been doing this for 19 years, so we know how to do it. And then we used to actually do Canada. They cut that off now, so we only service all 50 states. So we have a ton of customers that we're constantly helping getting to the first page. It just depends on, like you said, your investment, one, but two, how much do you want to wait till that investment pans out, right?
Right. Another question that I
have. Sure.
On the website, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything that you can do a little bit attractive so that I can go with you guys, as far as I already have a website? It's just a matter of getting somebody that knows how to do this shit and making a nice one, or maybe adding pictures, or like somebody that I can call, you know, sometimes, because my product doesn't vary that much, right?
Right.
I'm always selling the stuff. It's just bathroom models, you know, showers and stuff like that. Maybe somebody that can give me a hand and, you know, like say, Frank, just send me the pictures. I'll load them up. I can give them the password to the website and they take care of it. You said that's part of the, you know, that wouldn't be a charge. Is that something that you can do at no cost?
So we have two types of websites that we can do for you. So we can do like a custom built website for you, or we can do a basic website. It would still look, it would look updated from what you have right now. I can do the basic one. If your stuff doesn't vary.
Updated or outdated?
What was that?
You said it would look outdated or updated from the one that I have.
Our basic one will still look updated from what you have. The other one is just like a full like customization deal. But we can build you a basic one at no charge for, you know, $2.99 month to month. It's just typically, I know like business owners, what they, they feel really proud about their websites. They want something to look amazing. So what I typically do is I do the custom built ones. If you just want the basic one, that's fine too. It still comes out really well. And then also you would be able to have people go to it. And it would look updated than what you have now. We can take the pictures that you have. If you want to send it to us, we can build that out for you. That would be done within 7 to 14 days.
Okay, and that website, the standard one, not the customized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the standard one.
Does it have a limit in terms of number of pages, words, pictures? How does that work?
No limits. Yeah, if you want 5 pages, we can do 5 pages. If you want, 500 words, we can do 500 words. It's okay. Always to be optimized, right? So too, that's why I said we manage it, we host it. If you want to call in and say hey, I got some extra pictures for you guys, can you guys load these up? It's not a problem for us. You just send them in and then you just, we upload those to your website. You don't have to be in there uploading anything or doing anything to it. We take care of that for you.
Okay. All right.
So yeah, do that if you would like, and we can just.
How much is the customizable one? The one that's customized, the one that you charge?
It's just a one-time setup fee for $299.
You cannot work on that price?
No, I mean typically, if you go to our website, it's $2,500. So I gave you the established business credit with the website, and it dropped the price to the $299. So you're still getting a deal on it, but. That's the lowest that it's going to go for it.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Would you maintain that price of $299 if I start and then, because I don't want to do all at the same time, obviously. Let's say get started with the service, and then we can change the website as we go along, maybe 2 months from now, 3 months from now.
Yeah, we could always add it on later. That's not a problem. I mean, we can get you started and start getting that Google business verification sent out to you, get everything, up and running with Google and Facebook, get all those things built out. And then once you have those things built out, we'll just work with the website you have right now, put that on the Google business profile. Now, once you want a rebuilt website, we'll just change them out at that point, and we'll build that, and then we'll just change it, and we can go from there.
Okay, but here's my question, right? You said it's $2,500 to do the customizable one. I would like to do the customizable one, just not now.
Yeah, right? That's fine. I'll still keep it at the $299 for you.
You can always do it at $299. 3 months down the line, I say, Chuck, let's do it, $299.
Yeah, so your established business credit will stay like that for the life of you being in service with us. It's never going to change. So even with your month-to-month for the $299, you're never going to have to pay the higher price at the $599 later down the road. You'll always be locked in at that rate, so that website will stay there for you as well.
Okay. All right.
All right. So you want to get all this started, and then we can start sending all that stuff out to you? And then we can get an onboarding call with my tech team?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I have everything correct. I have the iHome remodel, and then I have the business address, and you can correct me if I'm wrong because I might butcher the name. I got 1927, is it
Breyer Tender.
Okay, and that's Drive?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's
spell it out just in case.
It's Briar Chester, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then I have it's Katie, correct? Katie, Texas. That's how you guys pronounce it.
Yeah. Katie.
Okay, and then the business zip code is a 77450, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then, Frank, what's your last name?
Russo, R-U-S-S-O.
Russo, R-U-S-S-O. Awesome. And then your email address?
It's frank@ mm-hmm.
iHomeRemodel.com. iHomeRemodel.com. Perfect. Okay. And then you guys are central time, like me. Awesome. Now I got a question. So for the, because I know I talked about it with you, some of my business owners, when I talk to them, they don't want it, but some of them do. For the business phone number, do you want me to have the 600-7703, or do you want me to have that Google Business phone number so you can track the calls that are coming in? Now, it's still just going to send right on over to you, but it will allow you to have that recorded and then track where they're coming from and everything like that. It's totally up to you. This number will be set to the Google Business profile on the front end for customers to see that.
Okay, and you're saying that Google phone number is going to be the one showing on the website? Or that's the one that people are going to click on and it's going to ring on my phone?
Yeah, that's the one they're going to click on and it's going to ring on your phone.
Okay, can it ring to a cell phone?
It sure can. It can be redirected to whatever phone you want it to be, but it's basically not going to have your number there. It's going to have a different number. So, like, for example, some businesses have, okay, a local number.
Yeah, a local number with Google. Now, can I make phone calls from that number too through the app? Like, if I want to return the call to a customer, will it?
Yeah, it's just gonna pop up right on your phone, and then you would just click to your phone. Like, let's say you wanted to return the call, you would just click call, and then it would just call them back.
Okay, but what number is going to show when I call them back? Is it going to show my number or my Google number?
It's probably going to show your number. The Google number is just for them to call over to you so you can start tracking the calls of where they're coming from. And then you can also, it'll have a recording on there so you could actually click it and then listen to the calls as well in your dashboard that we set up for you. So it's up to you if you want that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing to have a local number.
Yeah.
Like an 83. Or 281, like, I think.
83, what is it? 83 what?
Give me a sec. Let me see. I'm not from Houston, so.
Okay. Yeah, me neither. I'm actually originally from California, so. And then, like I said, I moved to San Antonio, so.
Gotcha. Let's see. I'm looking at the numbers that. So 281.
281 is good?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make sure that they put that in there.
How long have you been in Texas?
I just moved here in December.
Wow. Are you part of those?
December.
You got fired up California or you just
all 100%. I've been in California my whole life. It just got too much. Yeah.
I did the same thing with Florida. I grew up in Florida for 25 years. I lived there, and I just got tired. It's a rat race trying to, you know, there's no real jobs in Florida. It's mostly tourism.
Yeah, I mean, there's real jobs in California. It's just...
No, California does. Yeah, that's
madness. Yeah, it's
especially like in the tech space.
Yeah.
But not just you.
What was that?
Some companies are moving to Texas from California. It's not just you.
I know. Elon Musk moved to Texas.
You're talking about my idol right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was in San Francisco. He moved his whole company over to Texas. He bought a big piece of property. I think I even saw, like, he bought like 400 and something acres, the other day. It just over there in Austin. And I was like, for his SpaceX stuff. And I'm like,
that guy is
pretty cool. He is.
If you think he's an alien, you'll better understand why he does this all this stuff.
Right.
I mean, human beings cannot do all the stuff that this guy does.
It's funny. You know? Yeah. Some of the stuff he says is hilarious.
Yeah. He says he's from what? South Africa?
Is he? I'm not sure. I just know he's trying to go to Mars.
I think he's from Mars.
Yeah. Yeah. He came from Mars and he's trying to get back. For some reason, his spaceship doesn't work. Yeah. So, Frank, I actually got something here for you. I know we talked about the website for the $299. While I was doing the bundling packages, they actually have on here for the My Site. So what I'm just going to do is I just bundled the My Site in here for you for free. So that's the custom site that I was talking to you about. I guess we have it, so I just put it in here for free for you. So we'll be able to build that out for you in 7 to 14 days as well. So you won't need to upgrade to that later on down the road.
Okay. Now, let me ask you.
Sure.
I pay GoDaddy a small fee. It's only like $12 a month for that service. And I think that includes my Outlook and stuff like that. Do I still leave that and you guys just work on what I have? Or do you guys host it?
So we're going to build you a brand new site. Obviously, you own the domain, so keep the domain. If I were you, I would keep the $12 a month because that obviously does your Outlook with your emails and stuff like that, so keep that stuff. But with the actual website itself, we'll actually create that, and then we'll host it here with us. So that way, you know, you're not paying extra for that.
Okay.
Okay. Awesome. And then, so Frank, for the services you provide, I know you do remodeling for bathrooms, but are you doing kitchens as well?
Not at this time. What I'm doing is windows.
Windows.
And flooring.
Flooring. What did you say? Did you say siding?
Siding. Yeah.
Siding. Okay. It cut out. That's why I didn't hear it. Yeah.
S-E-I. That's something that in Florida we never had, the siding, but here all, you know, a lot of houses, they do that.
Yeah, and then you're still doing bathrooms, correct? Or are you kind of staying away from that right
that's
now?
That's my bread and butter. That's my bread and
okay.
butter. If I had to pick, you know, if there's a couple of keywords that I need to pick, it's going to be shower remodel, bathroom remodel, tub remodel, you know, tub replacement, all those words. But I guess that's the type of stuff that I'll go over with the install team or the...
Yes, with my tech team.
Tech team, okay.
Yeah. And I'm going to put it there for them so that way they can go through that. And then they'll ask you, do you want to expand on that or do you want anything more? And then you could either say yay or nay. And if it's ready to
What's
rock...
Your recommendation? What's your recommendation? I like focusing on baths. But okay. I do get a lot of... You know, since the company's not called bath something,
right.
Like a bath plan, or you know, it's just generic remodeling.
Right.
What would you recommend if you wanted to attract mostly bath remodels? Do I encourage with keywords other stuff or?
Yeah, I mean, bathroom remodeling, I mean, I think the bathroom remodeling, that's going to be a big one because you're not only doing just the baths, right, and showers, you're probably doing the flooring in there, you're doing the actual, the sink.
The whole bath.
Yeah, the whole bathroom, right, where, so like bathroom remodeling is good, right, and then I do like the shower remodeling because, you know, there are some people, like I know my fiance's, her parents redid the shower only in their bathroom. So they do that. So I like that. The tub replacement, that's a big one. And removal because people want to find people to do the demo for them. So if you're willing to do it, that's good as well.
No, that's – so I try to stay within the remodeling side of the bathroom because I do get a lot of people that want, you know, like fix, you know, like – install a faucet or do this. I try to stay away from it's just a waste of time.
Right.
You know, you put the same effort that you put into installing a shower and it's 10 times less than, you know, than a shower. So
for
I
sure.
try to stay away from it. Keep it pretty, you know, if a job is not at least, you know, $7,000 and up, it's just a waste of my time. So,
okay. Yeah. So that's why we want to just keep it to remodeling services so that way you get that. that fluctuate, okay. that higher demand is what I mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then, so I have that. How are you wanting to secure the listing here with us? Are you using an iHome remodeling credit card? Are you going to use a debit card?
I have a iHome remodel. It's a credit card. Well, it's a credit card actually. Let's see. I think it's under the corporation name, which is okay. So the corporation, everything is under iHome remodel. That's the DBA, but the corporation is called VRC Consulting LLC. Do you need that information?
Whatever it says on the card itself. Yeah.
Okay. No, the card says my name, so you can put my name.
Oh, so it's got both.
It's got both my name and the business name.
Okay. And then so just your first and last name is okay?
First and last, Francisco. You got to put the legal
name. Oh, Francisco. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Frank is my DBA.
Gotcha. I go by Charlie, but my real name is Charles, so not a lot of people know my government name.
Right. Yeah. All right, so Francisco, Francisco.
Perfect. All right, let me just make sure I have that correct. Okay.
Russo is double S.
Yeah, Russo, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then I'm going to let them know that you go by Frank, but I'm... that way everything's just going to come out on Francisco. I'm just trying to make sure, like, when you do your taxes, stuff like that, you have everything for, you know, your tax write-offs. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the billing address is the same as the 1927?
Yes.
Okay. And then the zip code is the 77450, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then is it a MasterCard, a Visa, American Express?
Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Okay. 4259.
Mm-hmm.
0900.
Mm-hmm.
1888.
Mm-hmm.
9452.
Okay. And then expiration?
Expiration, you're looking at 0827.
Okay, 27. And then the security code on the back.
864.
Okay. Can I repeat the card number to you just to make sure I have it correct here? Okay.
Yeah.
I have 4249 09. Oh.
No, hold on. It's 4259 59.
Oh, 5959. Okay. I'm glad I asked. and then I have 0900 1888 9452.
You got it.
Okay. And then I got, did you say nine or you said eight, correct? 827?
827, yeah.
All right. And then 864 is. The deal. Okay. Now I'm going to set up a security question for you. So we never share or sell any of your information here at Local Splash, but this is an added form of protection because we do always want to make sure we're talking to you, Frank, and nobody else. So we will ask you this when we do call you just to verify, you know, that we're talking to you, but then also to verify that you're also talking to us. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
The city that I was born in.
Okay. And what's the city?
It's C-A.
Mm-hmm.
R-A. C-A-S.
Okay. C-A. R-A-C-A-S.
You got it.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Can you give me just one moment right now, Frank? Just give me like 30 seconds, okay?
Yeah.
Hold on.
No, yeah, take your time.
Frank, you there?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. I was having a little trouble here because I'm going to take you through just a voice verification. Now, this is going to be sent to you in writing as well. I'm going to email it to you for the email that we have on file. This is just to give you the outline for the service agreement that your pricings will never change as well, but this is an added form of protection for you. So you'll have this for your records, okay?
Okay.
All right. So here we go. If you need me to repeat anything, you don't understand something, you could just say like, hey, what do you mean by that? I can rephrase it, or I can just ask the question again if the line cut out. Okay.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
By Home Remodel.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Francisco Russo, owner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Frank, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's the city you were born in, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Awesome. I have a customer service number here for you. Do you maybe have a pen and paper? You want to write this down, or do you want me to just email it to you?
Yeah, you can email it. That'll be great. That way I have it on file.
Okay, perfect. I'll email that to you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
I don't think I understand that question.
So basically, if you had a promotion you wanted to run, you wanted to do some type of other marketing, you would just let us know. So like, for instance, you let us know like, hey, I have Angie's Leads. That's great. That's not a conflict of interest. They're a totally separate, you know, third-party company off of Google. We just don't want to make sure there's multiple people inside of the account, because then that could be a conflict of interest and it can raise a flag to Google and then you can get suspended. So we just want to make sure that you and my team are always on the same page.
Yeah, as long as you guys can do the stuff that I need, yeah.
Perfect, perfect. Awesome. All right, so your payment for initial term and account setup, which I waived the account setup for you in our last conversation, will be charged today, which is March 12th, in the non-refundable amount, the $299. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th in the amount of $299. This is a recurring payment. Now, Frank, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at our 877-635-6225 number that I'm going to email you. To prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now I can stop sounding like a robot here.
Okay.
What is a good time for my tech team to reach out to you? I do have some availability later on today. I have one that they could call you at 4 o'clock, but how does your schedule look?
Let me check.
Okay. If not, we could always do it tomorrow as well.
Okay. Tomorrow is going to be better.
Okay. Let's do it then for you. That way you're not rushing.
What about tomorrow morning?
Yeah. What time?
Do it tomorrow morning. Let me check.
I can do 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m. It's about 30 to 45 minutes. Might take a little longer if you have more questions for them. But they are going to ask you about like some website stuff as well. So colors, if you have a logo, they want that, stuff like that as well.
let's do, can you do 10:30?
So they go by the top of the hours, so I can do 10 or 11.
Let's do 10.
Okay. Let's do 10. Okay. So I do want to say everything did go through on my end, so I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. We're like a family here, so I did send everything over to you, to your email. Also, I don't mean to bombard you, but we did send you some welcome text messages. One of them should say, Francisco, thanks for choosing Local Splash, which has a copy of your invoice. Yeah. There's a link right there. Click the link. That's going to take you to our terms and conditions page. That's what I basically just read off to you. You're going to click the two checkboxes on the bottom, which is just you're the card authorization holder, and then you want to receive SMS text messages. And then you're going to sign your name first and last in the box or type it. When you hit confirm, it's going to take you to a login page where it's going to say username and password. Let me know when you get that.
Okay, I'm typing my full name. It's not allowing me to move. Let's see. Okay, put it on the side. If you ever get somebody that can that, scroll it down to tell them to put their phone on landscape mode.
Put your phone on landscape mode. Okay, that's a good deal. Because yeah. I've had people that do that, and I'm like, and I'll pull it up on my phone, and I'm like, I don't have that problem. So landscape mode, okay.
On iPhone. All right, so username and password. Do I create something here?
Okay, perfect. So that's going to be your tracking system that I was talking to you about, where we're going to be able to track the calls, clicks, all that fun stuff for you. My tech team is going to build that, and then they're going to give you the username and password tomorrow on the onboarding call, and then they're going to walk you through. You're also going to be able to access your website through there just with a click of a button. So you'll be able to do everything through there, see everything, and they'll walk you through that whole process tomorrow on the onboarding call as well, okay?
Is that an app, or is it a web page that I have to visit to get in?
I know we've been working on an app. I'm not too sure if it's finished, but okay. If it is the web page, they will send you like the link for you to log back in and everything like that as well.
Okay. I was wondering if I should just save it like on my desktop.
Like on your favorites. Yeah. I mean, that probably would be smart to do. And then you would just be able to access it with the click of a button.
Yeah, that's always easier. Let's see. And the home screen. Yeah. Okay, done. All right. Okay, what else you got?
That's pretty much it. We are all done for now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start working on your account, start sending everything over to my tech team with all your links, everything you got. All the services you provide, the local number that you wanted to say is the 281 as well. And then once they have that, they're going to be ready to rock and roll for you tomorrow at, I think, 10 o'clock, right? Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I did send you a confirmation for that. It's going to be a Google Calendar in your email. So if you want, you can click yes, and then that's just going to confirm the time that that's perfectly fine, and then they're going to call you at that time, okay?
Okay, let me go ahead and confirm that. Okay, so I got one that's, okay, so you want pictures?
So so my tech team will walk you through that. That's going to be like the picture stuff. You can maybe gather that and then they can walk you through that. But just the one that has the Google invite for you. The Google Calendar invite, there'll just be like a yes or no on there. You can just hit yes, and then it's just going to let us know that time does work for you.
I'm looking for it, but I cannot find that.
Did it maybe go into like your spam?
Access your dashboard, phone, schedule appointment. I don't think it's this one. invitation.
That one.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.